fight against my grotesquely ever-developed chest, and I'll tell you a little story. Once upon a time, there were a couple of statues in a park in the center of town that had been there when the park was first created 50 years ago. The statues were of two Greek gods, a man and a woman. The man was very handsome and carved out, chiseled features as they used to do them, Greek statues, and the woman, voluptuous, in flowing gown. The statues were them both reaching out to each other. And for 50 years, those statues in that park reached out. It was a gathering place for lovers, where couples would come to reach out to each other. Between the statues, there was a bench, and they would kiss, hug, while looking up at these powerful statues to give them inspiration. But it was such a joyous sight, and so many people had so much fun there, that God, in his infinite wisdom and mercy, looked down upon them and said, "Lo, verily I will grant them life, so that these statues that have been imprisoned in their granite, these statues that have inspired other people to action in Ingus, should also have a chance at existence." And so one night in the wee hours of the morning, God touched them both. And the statues were no longer stone. They were living, breathing flesh. The male approached the female that he had stared at low that 50 years, and she tentatively approached him that she had stared at low that 50 years. They grabbed each other's hand and walked around behind the bushes. She said, "Are you thinking what I'm thinking?" He said, "Yeah, I'm thinking what you're thinking." He said, "Tell you what, I'll hold the pigeon, you take a crap on it, and then you can hold the pigeon, I'll take a crap."